It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Tell me about the wife. She goes, hey, honey, I got something new for today. This will get their attention. Has she been trying to get creative for you a little bit with holding Jason Sanders' balls? You're a bad man, Woody. You're a bad,
man. Bro. Someone asked for that.
I meant footballs.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but someone requested and, you know, asking you shall receive. That was pretty good. And I didn't hide it very well. I was laughing back here when I was cutting up, and you go, what are you laughing about back there?
I should have said football. You know what I meant.
By the way,
the punter holds for the field goal kicker.
That sign was incredibly funny. Great job by the fiance. Put that interview up on WQAM.com in a little bit here, by the way, if you want to check that one out. What a great story.
Yeah, I'm glad you got him.
For a feel-good story on a Friday. There's a lot of bad stuff going on. It's nice to have like a feel-good story.
We always like underdogs, right? Have a chance or somebody going the extra mile, even though everything's going against them. And I got to tell you, that's probably not the best way to go. Maybe get an agent that's, you know, making calls on your behalf or...
But what he said in the interview was interesting, that he has to spend all this money to do all these different, you know, scouting combines,
right,
or whatever, all that stuff he was talking about. I didn't realize that those guys have to pay their own way out there and all that stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, the part that he didn't say is he thinks he can beat out Jake Bailey. That's, you know, and look, he's been a really good kicker. I don't know if he's on everybody's list, and I'm going to find out. Don't think I'm not interested now to go out there and find out, and don't think that every coach and front office member that drives by there has seen the guy, because people don't do this every year, stand out there and try to get a tryout and put creative signs up there. Hey, by the way, we got something special tomorrow. I don't get a chance to do this, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be with some of my favorite guys tomorrow morning from 10 to noon. Robert Taylor, we do the Sylvester Cancer Center. We give a couple hours out, and people, and Robert always comes through and buys it. And he and George Barber and their friend Dave Hall will be here, and really looking forward to all those guys coming in, doing a show, talk about a lot of good things. And those guys are some of the best human beings. George and Robert are two, along with some other guys that are friends of theirs, some of the best people I've ever been around in my life. And so really looking forward to it tomorrow. You ever have people that when you leave them, you feel better? I got a few friends I feel that way when you leave, and you just, man, I'm glad I did that, right? Yeah. And those guys are, when I'm with them for a few hours, let's talk about all kinds of stuff, not just sports, but life and stuff. I feel better. I leave and I go, man, my life just got better. That being around those guys, it's better. So get a few hours with them tomorrow here. And so if you're on your way to camp tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening. We'll be doing a show, and I don't get to do Saturday shows very often anymore, but I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be a fun one. I can't thank Robert Taylor enough for always coming through with a lot of money that goes right to Sylvester Cancer Center. So great stuff, and looking forward. Hey, we've got some other things to look forward to. Mike Floro from Pro Football Talk is going to join us, and we'll talk to to Mike, and we've got a lot of text today, and we appreciate it, man. A lot of text on all these different topics that are they're going on, and I know the Tua thing is getting old, and I just wonder. I guess he didn't do very much yesterday. I wasn't out there, but I don't know how they decide. Like, is every day like, hey, I'm not in a very good mood today. I'm not doing anything. Okay, great. We got you. Today I'll do a few handoffs. Today maybe I thought I could work with one of the receivers off the side. So he's made his point. I know it's about making sure you don't get hurt. It's a new thing that guys are doing. You know, the hold in or the hold out. We've got some guys are holding out, like not going to camp, which, by the way, is very expensive, $40,000 to $50,000 a day. And hold in, you're okay. You go to hold in, you're there, but you're not doing anything. So everybody that's there can go, okay. And Tua's one of those guys. Jordan Love's another one of those guys. Brandon Ayuk's another one of those guys. That those guys are out there, but not doing anything or not doing very much right now. Yeah, so I just stay sharp, man. Stay sharp, Tua, with your receivers, and make sure you get enough work in there. And I'm sure this stuff's not easy on him. That he'd like to get this done and getting updates. And hey, we didn't get anything done today, and the frustration. And because I do know he'd like to get this done, and be able to just be out there with his team and doing everything and have a big fat check in the bank right now and a lot of guaranteed money where he can let it rip every day and not worry about anything else. I'll tell you the greatest thing he did last year, the greatest thing of all besides lead the league in passing, was stayed healthy 18 games, stayed healthy 17 regular season games, and stayed healthy in the 18th game. Played that against Kansas City. So now it's about trying to be better in December and January, especially. So we'll see what happens. I have no idea how close they are. I know there seems to be a bad guy. You're either mad at Tua or you're mad at Chris Greer right now. I always love when people take it too far and say, well, Chris Greer really doesn't want him. Chris Greer drafted him. He wants him. Chris Greer wants his Tua Tagovailoa deal. The greatest 2 years of Chris Greer's life have been the fact that Tua has been productive the last 2 years, minus the concussion where he missed some games at the end of the year. Nobody wants this thing to work out more than the general manager, Chris Greer. He drafted him, and he's a high draft pick. Because if that guy doesn't work out and continues to look like he did with Brian Flores for the first 2 years, Chris could have a problem, a bigger problem.
Can I ask you here on a Friday to give us your best bet on what you think happens here, timeline perhaps?
I think the deal gets done, but
Do you have any idea when?
I missed on the first one. So
you did. That's why I'm asking you to, here on a Friday.
I got to tell you.
Put your chips back on the table here. What do you think?
I want to say this too. It really bothers me that he's just sitting there not practicing.
Which part of it bothers you?
It bothers me because I know nobody's going to touch him out there, and I think he should be practicing. And I'm wrong. I'm wrong for thinking this.
You are wrong for thinking that.
That's fine. But he is the leader and the mood of the team. He is.
I know, but you can't ask him to just be team guy.
Guys come by patting him on the back. Hey, bro, hope you get your deal. And
By the way, I'm with. I think he needs to be out there, but you can't ask him to be team guy when all of his counterparts are getting paid around the league and he's not.
I get it,
and
nobody else is. Joe, everybody's doing what he's doing, but I'm just telling you.
I know it probably won't happen. I know it's a very, very low chance of this happening, but God forbid he steps back.
Oh, you can do this again.
You don't think that his agent's putting that in his ear?
No, of course there is.
Telling you what do you think would happen? If something like that happened, like he steps back and his ACL or his Achilles shatters, what would happen to Tua at that point?
I don't think he's going.
Never comes
out there
back the same guy.
That.
Probably never gets his contract. Whether he's thinking that or not, that is the reality.
I understand.
That sport. It's the reality of every sport, to be honest. But
it's just I understand it. I just
but
don't
to
like,
say he should be out there because it's
I don't
a team
like,
thing. Like, no,
I don't
man.
Like seeing that position not doing because I've just never. This is the first time this has happened.
So pay him then.
Exactly.
So pay the guy. If
get
you, know,
it,
if you want him
done.
To be out there, then pay him.
No, no, I know
pretty
why he's
simple.
Doing it. Hey, Woody, I get it. He's not the only one doing it. Jordan Love's doing the same thing in Green Bay. They're probably calling each other. Hey, any update with you? I understand, Woody. I get it.
Boy, Jordan Love's got a small sample size, man.
Don't try it. Whatever. A lot of people think he's the best quarterback in that class.
Well, it's yet to be seen, I think. But
all right. Listen, we got to go. We got to go before we get going on this. Mike Florio.
You didn't answer
Pro
my
Football
question
Talk.
When you think a deal gets done.
I think
no
a deal. I something's going to get done during camp. I don't think they're going to come out of camp with this guy. By the way, with not that guy not doing any work for more than a month, that's not a good idea either.
This might be the best text here. 954, we'll go to break on this one. Lions kicker just hurt his leg warming up. He's out for the year. No way Tua should lift a finger before getting paid.
Yeah, he's not.
That's true, by the way. Michael Badgley, Lions kicker. That happened, they came out with that this morning. Out for the season.
I understand.
A kicker.
If it was my son, I'd tell him the same thing. I just told
you
I don't like
it. Oh, you're
just
doing this as a fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
It's very selfish of you.
It's all right. I'm very selfish. I'm very selfish and very frustrated. I want to win a playoff game. That's terrible. And you can't win a playoff game in camp. So you're right. I am wrong. My name is Joe Rosen. I'm wrong. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk's coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Up next.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, let's go right to him. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And here we go. And with all these hold-ins and hold-outs, and we got a good one down here. It is funny, Mike, now that I've seen it, and I think watching your quarterback kneel down or off to the side and not – involved in very much in practice, 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 or anything else. I think it's a pretty good move by him that everybody in the front office can see that it affects the team a little bit and everything about the team because of the leadership and what Tua Tagovailoa means to that team. Do you agree?
I still think it's better to hold out. I think it's better to not be there. It puts more pressure on the team if you're not there. Now, you're subject to fines.
Yes.
Because he's on his first contract, they can be waived when it's all said and done. But I think it's more pressure on the team because they don't know where he is. They don't know what he's doing. He's still in the building. He's still in the fold. He's just not practicing. And, you know, the hold-in thing in its current form where the team is okay with it. In the past, what it was a reference to a guy who was either exaggerating, embellishing, or fabricating an injury. This is, I'm showing up, and everybody knows I'm not going to practice because I'm in the middle of these conversations. This is the first time we've had quarterbacks doing it. We have it in Green Bay, and we have it in Miami. So it is a new dynamic. I just think it puts more pressure on – and we also have Brandon Ayuk doing it in San Francisco, but obviously he's not a quarterback. But we have three of them going on right now. It puts way more pressure on the team, I think, if the player isn't there. And I think the deal gets done faster if the player's not there.
So I want to ask you, this is an interesting thing. It sounds like from everybody the Jordan Love deal is getting closer. Hell, they're already throwing out numbers of what it's going to look like. Does that add more pressure to the Miami Dolphins now? They're going, well, now everybody's officially signed that's eligible or been good enough to get a new contract. The only guy left is our guy.
Well, yeah, Matthew Stafford was another one who wanted his deal to be tweaked. That happened. Jordan Love is probably going to end up with the highest annual average ever in new money. Not that that means he's going to be on paper, full term of the deal, the highest paid quarterback in football. There's a big difference between old money and new money and total value. But his salary is so low this year, it's easy for them to do a deal that would get him to 55.1 or higher, which would make him the highest paid ever. And that's just another data point for Tua Tagovailoa's agents. Same firm that represents Love, by the way.
Yeah.
Different agents under that umbrella. But they want market value. When Tua said the market is the market, he was saying, I want the market value. And, you know, there are comparisons I've seen floating around coming from his camp that show his performance relative to others who have cashed in at the high end of the spectrum, like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence. So that's why this isn't done. If they, you know, it's the old, for some reason, Venn diagrams have fallen out of favor this week. I love Venn diagrams. The two circles just have to kiss for a deal to be done. I think the Dolphins, and I don't know this, but I think common sense and paying close attention to this situation for months, the Dolphins have an offer that starts in the 40s per year, and he wants something in the 50s per year, period. And they're not willing to do it. And I don't know who it is that's calling that shot, but, you know, I was told when I started poking into this a long time ago that you know, people in the know think there's no way Stephen Ross is going to authorize, given to a Tagovailoa, $50 million or more per year, when the prevailing thought is a lot of what's going on with that offense isn't about the quarterback, it's about the coach.
Yeah, that keeps popping up. By the way, have we seen enough from Jordan Love? I mean, played great in the second half of the season, that you feel, just from what you've seen and talk about every day and watch his games on Sunday and Monday, that he is clearly a franchise quarterback? Have you seen enough to go, he's going to be one of those guys?
I haven't seen enough to make me think that he's going to be year in and year out like Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were in Green Bay, but the Packers have. And Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the team, when he made comments about it the other day, you know, it's clear they're sold on Jordan Love. And last year it was rough, the first half of the season. And, you know, when the season ended, there was some criticism of Jordan Love because last year when the Packers were facing the decision of whether or not to pick up his fifth-year option, they weren't going to pick up the option. So he would have been in a contract year last year. So he would have been, you know, in the position to get the franchise tag or hit the open market. But it was explained to me, the fact that he had security going into this year kind of allowed him to weather the storm, and it let the Packers stick with him instead of cutting the cord. And because it was the second half of the season where things really clicked for him. And he looked great down the stretch. He was arguably one of the best quarterbacks in football down the stretch. Can they continue it into this year? That's the challenge. But I think the Packers believe they have their guy. Now they just have to get him paid.
All right, let's talk about the three wide receivers we were just talking about. Ja'Marr Chase, Brandon Ayuk, and CeeDee Lamb. Do they all have deals done before the season starts? And if they don't, are those guys willing to sit out and go, screw that, I'm not playing till you pay me?
They're all in different situations. And I'll start with CeeDee Lamb because he held out. He's not there. He'll get his contract at some point. That's how you get Jerry Jones' attention. You don't show up. They'll get a deal done at some point. Zach Martin last year, their longtime offensive lineman, held out, eventually got a deal. 5 years ago, Ezekiel Elliott held out, eventually got a deal. Brandon Ayuk and Ja'Marr Chase are in different circumstances. Ayuk's in the last year of his contract, and it's clear that the 49ers want to extend him. They just haven't been able, back to the Venn diagram example, they haven't been able to get the two circles to kiss, and they're going to try to make that happen while he doesn't practice. I think that he takes a back seat to the guy who did hold out in San Francisco, Trent Williams, because the 49ers respond more to the squeaky wheel than the guy who's showed up and is there, even if he's not practicing. Chase is the weird one, Joe, because Mike Brown, the owner of the team, came out and said the other day he's not getting a new contract this year. So what's the end game of Ja'Marr Chase not practicing? Is he trying to get the owner to change his mind when he's already said, we're not giving this guy a contract, we can't do it? All the predictable stuff that somebody who doesn't want to pull out the checkbook will say, stuff that's factually inaccurate, like the pie isn't getting any bigger. It gets bigger every single year. We know it gets bigger every year. And Joe Burrow's cap number this year is $29 million. It's not like he's taking up this giant piece of the pie that keeps them from signing Ja'Marr Chase. And it's kind of been a given by everything Ja'Marr Chase has said, the way he's conducted himself, He's expecting a contract after his third season. And, you know, this gets back to the whole thing about new money and old money. Because he's got 2 years left and he only makes $5 million this year, it's easier to give him a new contract that we could look at the new money and say, hey, he's the highest paid receiver in football, because that $5 million from this year and his money for next year, about $20 million, gets subsumed within that. It drives the total value down. It pushes the new money up. And that's the stuff all the agents want to parade around and say, look, we signed Jamar Chase to the richest contract in league history. It really isn't, but there's a way to characterize it that makes it look that way. This is the perfect time to do that if you're the Bengals.
Mike, I tell you, he is so damn good, man. Good. Just watching some of the highlights, just how good a player he's been. All right, so we're going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields getting a chance now to be the starter. Russell Wilson's down. Is there a chance? They kind of made it sound like they wanted Russell Wilson to start the season. Justin Fields was going to play in certain situations, but was basically the backup. Is there a chance he plays well and they go, hey, Russell, things have kind of changed here in Pittsburgh? Could you see that happening?
Well, Joe, back in March, after Russell Wilson was signed and then they unexpectedly traded for Justin Fields, and I wonder how Russell Wilson felt when that happened. And, you know, publicly he can't say anything other than I'm fine with it. But Mike Tomlin said at the league meeting that Russell Wilson has pole position. Now, I don't watch a whole lot of auto racing, but I know enough to know that the person with pole position doesn't always win.
Right.
And in this case, right, as they're just getting out of the starting blocks or whatever they're called in auto racing, somebody blew a tire. So, you know, and here's the opportunity for Justin Fields to take the lead. What does he do with it? And I thought, until I got to know more about Caleb Williams and got to meet him and talk to him, I thought the Bears should just trade that first overall pick and keep Justin Fields, because we don't know what Justin Fields is going to be. Guys get chewed up and spit out so quickly in the NFL at the quarterback position. They don't get many chances to really develop. They have all sorts of adversity thrust onto them. There's coaching issues, teammate issues, ownership issues, and you're the guy who bears the brunt of it. How good could Justin Fields be? I think he's the most dangerous runner. We don't know what Jaden Daniels is going to do, but through last year, he was the most dangerous runner in the NFL at the quarterback position. So, you know, when you consider what he's done, when you consider what the Steelers have had at the quarterback position, when you consider how Russell Wilson's performed the last couple of years, is it crazy to think Justin Fields is going to end up with that job? And I know those Steelers fans, they're going to get a taste of Justin Fields this preseason. If Russell Wilson struggles at all, they are going to be chanting Justin Fields' name. And the other thing, too, it benefits the Steelers if he wins the job, because he's more than 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Neither guy's under contract after this year. You want one of these two guys to be your starter next year, you're going to lean toward the guy who's younger and is going to be there for another 5, 7, 10 years.
Mike, I don't know how many of us are out there, but I'm with you. I think Justin Fields, and he's played great against the Dolphins, I think he's got a chance. I've not given up on that guy to go, nah, it didn't work out. I'm with you on that. Hey, Davante Adams, watching the receiver, and I thought Davante was really good. We got to see every kind of part of a receiver you could. The frustration of being on a bad team with bad quarterbacks and a bad coach, they couldn't wait, and then the family guy. We saw it all. And I'm looking and going, hey, Davante, you were frustrated last year. I can't wait to see the two guys going to be throwing to you this year. I'm not sure he makes it through this year in a uniform in Las Vegas. What do you think?
Well, he addressed it the other day, too. You know, he said right now it's a clean slate. And we saw it play out last year, how the frustrations manifest themselves. If they don't get better quarterback play, and he's feeling like he did last year, and the Raiders aren't relevant, when we get to the trade deadline, which is now the Tuesday after week 9, they moved it back a week. If the Raiders are done, and as a practical matter, when you look at the Davante Adams contract, this is his last year under the current deal. After this year, he's either getting cut or he's doing a dramatic reshuffling, because he's due to make like $36 million in 2025. It was like Tyreek Hill's deal where they pump up the back end to make the average higher. So he's going to be gone anyway. So if we get to Halloween, trade deadline approaches, Jets are playing great, Raiders aren't, that's where this whole Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams reunion becomes relevant. And for now, everyone's throwing water on it, because if the Raiders play great, he'll stay there. But if they struggle, And if the Jets don't, or if there's another team out there that's like, hey, we could, you know, we get this guy and this is the final piece of the puzzle. Yeah, I expect that he'll be traded if the Raiders aren't relevant in 2024. And we know that by the time we get to week 8 or week 9, there's going to be teams that are thinking about getting what they can for their assets, especially guys who aren't going to be there next year.
Mike, we always talk down here for years doing shows with you. We always talk about offensive lines and struggling offensive lines and the Dolphins. Again, not sure how good this offensive line's going to be, helped out a lot by Mike's offensive system that he has in place. But is this going on all over the league still, where a bunch of teams are going, I still don't know how good our offensive line is, or you think most teams are feeling pretty good about them right now?
No. Look, I think that, you know, there's a challenge in the NFL nowadays, and I think this is one of the reasons why we see the officials look the other way so often on holding. And that thing that the tackles do where they leave a half second before the snap and it doesn't get flagged. And if you watch a game, you see it all the time. That's a way to balance it out, Joe, because the defensive linemen, the pass rushers, are all badasses. And the best teams have 7 or 8 guys that get rotated in, and they're fresh on the defensive line. You got the same 5 offensive linemen. They're being overpowered by these guys. There was something the other day about the Aaron Rodgers injury, how Dwayne Brown, the left tackle of the Jets, was trying to cut block Leonard Floyd. It's like, well, you try to cut block Leonard Floyd, and he just jumps over it. And then what does he do? He tears your quarterback Achilles tendon and destroys the prospects of your team for last year. So offensive line play is rough. And one of the things we learned after the 2011 CBA with the reduction in offseason workouts and the reduced intensity of training camp, it's a work in progress for the first month of the regular season. And look at teams like the Patriots, how long it takes them when under Bill Belichick to get to being as good as they were going to be. That offensive line play takes time. And it's really not until the regular season starts that they make their biggest strides.
Why do I do it? But this week I saw the 18 games starting back up again, and they're now starting to talk a little bit about it. Mike, the league wants to get this thing done like yesterday, don't they, to get to 18 games?
Joe, they got 14.1 billion reasons to start thinking of ways to come up with new revenue because of that Sunday ticket verdict. So what do you do? You get the union to agree to more games, you go to the networks and you redo the contracts, and you get more money. So they've wanted 18 games for more than a dozen years. They backed off after they realized, hey, you know, all this stuff we're doing with health and safety really doesn't mesh with playing more games, so we probably should stop pushing for more games. Then they moved it to 17. That was a stopover to 18. I think 18 is a stopover to 19, and 19 is going to be a stopover to 20. I think at the end of the day, because under the reasoning Roger Goodell always articulates, Joe, back when we were kids, 14 and 6, 14 regular season games, 6 preseason games, it was always 20. Then they moved it to 16-4, 20. Now it's 17-3, 20. 18-2, 20. At some point it's going to be 20 and none because Goodell says he hates preseason. It's not real football. Okay, and the more they can replace not real football with real football, the more money they're going to make. And the union, Joe, I made this point the other day. The union is being way too compliant on this. They need to fight in order to get the best possible deal. Even if you're not going to take a work stoppage over it, if you're ultimately going to say yes, that doesn't mean you say yes early, because the easier you make it for the NFL, they're not just going to say, oh, thank you for being cooperative. They're going to be pushing for more and more and more. So they got to stand up and fight to get the best possible deal, and I'm afraid they're not going to.
Yeah, and I for sure if it happens, and I'm guessing it is going to happen, We're looking at another bye week, right? We're starting with that. They'll throw that in right off the bat. Hey, want to give you guys an extra week off, yes?
The problem is the networks didn't like it when it happened in 1993. Now, there were only 28 teams, but when you do 2 bye weeks, you really dilute each Sunday because more teams are off more frequently. And now that they've found more windows for games, that pulls games out of the Sunday mix. There's 32 teams now, so there's 2 more games in theory every weekend to play with. But that's going to be one of the issues. The networks have to be okay with it. And, Joe, you know, to the extent that Goodell threw out the idea of an 18th game pushing the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, to make that work with an extra bye,
yeah,
you've got to start Labor Day weekend. That's something they ditched 25 years ago. Now, I'm a proponent of going back to Labor Day weekend because, you know, they stay away from it because nobody's home to watch TV. Well, how many people watch football on their TVs anymore anyway, right? You got it on your phone.
Yep.
And football's popular enough. They could start the season Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. Five nights of primetime NFL football to start the season. You think people wouldn't lose their minds over that?
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Mike, good way to finish it up. And we'll be talking next week. Going to be interesting to see if any of these contracts get worked out or it's going to take a while, plus see who's healthy and who's not. Thank you so much, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. See you, buddy.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. God, there's so much to get to. We didn't even get a chance to get to here this morning. Anyway, we've got to go to break here. We'll be right back.
This hurricane season, keep it on AM 560 Sports WQAM for hurricane cover.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry!
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Drive home a new Lexus with the best price from Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Lexus, official luxury vehicle of your Miami Dolphins. Call 305-KENDALL today.
Watching a couple of accidents on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam out of Broward on I-95 heading northbound. There's one as you approach Broward Boulevard affecting three of those right lanes. The other one at Sheridan Street. That has you really slow from Hallandale Beach Boulevard. It has been moved over to the right shoulder, but stop and go traffic continues in the area. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we got lots of reports to get to here. First, weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's going to be hot out there today, nearing 90 now, and a 10% chance of rain. So hopefully the rain will stay away. And we'll get you a stock market report as well, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. And how about we get Tua to help us out with this one today?
The market is the market.
That's back never going away. I mean, it's just so good.
Well, if he signs a market deal.
No. But you're going to use that. That's going to be around
that's
for
true.
A long time.
That is a good line. You think his agent gave him that?
No, I just think that was it was pretty right on the money, right? The market is the market, man.
Well, the Dolphins better figure this out, man.
Come on.
It's just strange. By the way, Mike is right. Tua shouldn't even be there. You're lucky he's a good guy.
I think that, you know what, I think most of that has to do with? I think it has to do mostly with the head coach. Would you agree or no?
Yeah, I do. I think they have a really good relationship.
I don't think people realize just how close.
Which is why Omar's article is even more ridiculous.
Mike and Tua are.
Well, I think Mike's made it pretty clear how he feels about Tua.
By the way,
it's also not his job to go up and negotiate on his behalf.
No, but look what Mike has done. I tell you what, it really is a great story. From the comments we got when Tua first got here for the first 2 years, and he gets Mike, and he starts to get his confidence in this new system and new weapons, by the way, upgraded wide receiving core, no question about it. And then last year he got even better and healthier and, you know, even bigger numbers. It's amazing to the point that did anybody think after year one or even year two that we'd be talking about Tua and controversy around getting a new contract in year five?
I didn't think he would be on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought no shot. By the way, he was terrible those first couple of years.
Well, he's splitting time. He's got
a joke.
Another quarterback and just – it's been a hell of a story, man. I give him a lot of credit. I give him a lot. I'm not one that goes, well, he's just – no, man, he did a lot of work. He put in a lot of work. No matter how much you dislike to, you got to give him credit. He put in a lot of work with those guys, his receivers, and he got a good system. But again, yeah, probably a lot of guys like to play for Mike McDaniel because his system – is damn good.
The system thing comes. We got a lot of that this morning. Do you think Trevor Lawrence is significantly better than Tua?
No.
they're relatively equal, right? And people go, oh, you know, he can win games with his legs and this and that. It's like,
I don't know how much. I just told,
if you're Tua,
well, people watched a lot of Jacksonville before they, and they're,
yeah,
they're going to open the season.
I don't think he's very good, but
yeah, 20. And
Trevor Lawrence.
So I've had people go,
not.
No, he, Trevor's better. It was his. He didn't have weapons last year. Well, you got to make. You know, sometimes.
Well, that's not entirely true.
You're not going to have all your weapons healthy. No, they lost some guys.
Yeah, but they had the little sneaky Calvin Ridley thing after
the gambling deal,
right?
Yeah.
Man, you can't hold it against Tua. He's got Tyreek Hill.
You can't do that against any of the guys. And
you can hold it against Dak that he's got CeeDee Lamb?
By the way, throw out Mahomes.
I'm not using Mahomes. Dak is a fair comp, right? Talk about a guy who can't win a big game. But he's got CeeDee Lamb out there. That offense was really good because of CeeDee Lamb last year, who they can't figure out how to get him on the field.
Oh, no, Jerry's going to have to.
They have to pony up to pay that guy because they're going to stink without him.
And by the way, Jerry is notorious for that. Now, I know that deal's going to get done. I don't know a lot. Jerry will have him out before the end of this camp.
I like what he did, though. He put out a video of him practicing. And it was like, he's a few pounds heavier, he's this, he's stronger, he's faster. And they show him catching. A little hype video. Like, we don't know how good he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think anybody really needs
Jamar Chase is in this category too, isn't he?
By the way, I'm going to take Jamar Chase every day over CeeDee Lamb. Every day of the week.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Jamar Chase.
I don't know, man. CeeDee Lamb was really, really good last year.
He put up big numbers last year.
He was really good. I don't know. You'd take either one, right? And the one's like dramatically better than the other.
Someone said
he would trade Tua for Trevor straight up.
Are we going to see it? Trevor did have the 1 year. I guess he was a little bit better, but last year, 21-14.
I just think people need to put themselves in Tua's shoes for just a second here and try to think what he's thinking. And he sees all these other guys getting paid. He must believe they're his equals, even though Tua's numbers are better. Right? So he's got to think to himself, boy, if that guy can get that kind of money, shouldn't I? And that's only fair.
He looks
kind of how it works.
There is definitely some things if you want to use against Tua. I don't know where everybody ranks him. Have you ever seen all the ranking systems on Tua?
Oh, they're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, some guys have top five. Some guys have him, you know, 20 or something. He's all over the place.
He's gotten a lot better, folks.
He was in the MVP talk last year?
Remember, like, people say, oh, he can't throw a deep. Listen, he threw a deep pass as well as anybody this year. And by the way, the other thing, a deep pass is not 65 yards down the field. There's very few guys can make those throws. Very few. But we're talking about 35 to 40-yard throws from the line of scrimmage. He got the ball out in front. Last year, you want to talk about his biggest improvement? Guys waited for the football the year before, right? Had to make. Last year, there was a lot of catching the ball in stride or had to run under it. Tyreek Hill just.
Look, we can sit here and debate all day long how good Tua is and how bad he's been in the big games and the cold weather, all that other nonsense. But to me, this has, from the beginning, has boiled down to one thing. It says the guy that handles the contracts and signs the players, that's Chris Greer, he's the GM, right? Does he believe that Tua is the future of this team? And the franchise quarterback.
I think he does.
You can't be half in, though, as a GM with a quarterback. You can't be half in. You can't be, well, we think he's good, but, you know, he's not that good. So this is what we're willing to pay him. It doesn't work that way. You either believe he's the guy or you don't. And if you don't think he's the guy, let him play out this year and cut him loose.
You think Chris thinks he's not the guy? I'm going to answer for you, no.
Well, Joe, his actions are, you know, speaking louder than his words right now, or inactions, I guess. But that's, to me, what it boils down to. We can sit here,
Chris, and we
can debate all day long whether we think Tua is the guy, he's not the guy, all that, all this nonsense, right? We all have our opinions. But there's one guy whose opinion matters. It's the guy who's going to sign the contract.
Chris.
Hand him the contract.
Chris drafted him. If there's one guy that's going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Why isn't it done then? Why are we doing this? Why is he standing on the sideline with a hoodie when he needs to be out there practicing?
Has to do it. So you just give him whatever he wants?
I don't give him whatever he wants, but Joe, let's assume he's asking for similar to what these other guys have gotten, yes? I mean, what are you, come out, he's asking for 75 a year or something?
No, I'm not saying that.
So let's assume.
Stop making stuff up.
But let's assume he's asking for market value because that's what he said. Market is the market. How can you not pay the guy market value if you're in on him, if you believe he's the franchise quarterback? If you don't believe it, then just let him play out this year and just be done. And find someone else. But you don't sign a guy because you think he's okay or you think he's a stopgap, good enough.
I don't think they think that, but I do think they're trying to get a little bit of a guaranteed money bargain.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work that way.
I'm thinking maybe a little worried still about the concussion, which he didn't have last year. Had the bad problem the year before.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you have these worries, you have these issues, you don't think he's the guy, then don't give him the contract. Stop the negotiations now and let him play it out. Just stop.
I would like to know, and this is going to be one of those things.
This hurricane season, keep it on AM 560 Sports WQAM for hurricane cover.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry.
Traffic on WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Drive home a new Lexus with the best price from Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Lexus, official luxury vehicle of your Miami Dolphins. Call 305-KENDALL today.
Watching a couple of accidents on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam out of Broward on I-95 heading northbound. There's one as you approach Broward Boulevard affecting three of those right lanes. The other one at Sheridan Street, that has you really slow from Hallandale Beach Boulevard. It has been moved over to the right shoulder, but stop and go traffic continues in the area. That's traffic. I'm Elia Escobar on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9, HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we got lots of reports to get to here. First, weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's going to be hot out there today, nearing 90 now, and a 10% chance of rain. So hopefully the rain will stay away. And we'll get you a stock market report as well, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. And how about we get Tua to help us out with this one today?
The market is the market.
That's back never going away. I mean, it's just so good.
Well, if he signs a market deal.
No. But you're going to use that. That's going to be around for a long time.
That is a good line. You think his agent gave him that?
No, I just think that was it was pretty right on the money. Right, the market is the market, man.
The Dolphins better figure this out, man.
Come on,
it's just strange. By the way, Mike is right. Tua shouldn't even be there. You're lucky he's a good guy.
I think that, you know what? I think most of that has to do with, I think it has to do mostly with the head coach. Would you agree or no?
Yeah, I do. I think they have a really good relationship.
I don't think people realize just how close.
Which is why Omar's article is even more ridiculous.
Mike and Tua are.
Well, I think Mike's made it pretty clear how he feels about Tua.
By the way,
it's also not his job to go up and negotiate on his behalf.
No, but look what Mike has done. I tell you what, it really is a great story. From the comments we got when Tua first got here for the first 2 years, and he gets Mike, and he starts to get his confidence in this new system and new weapons, by the way, upgraded wide receiving core, no question about it. And then last year he got even better and healthier and, even bigger numbers. It's amazing to the point that, did anybody think after year one or even year two that we'd be talking about Tua and controversy around getting a new contract in year five?
I didn't think he would be on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought no shot. By the way, he was terrible those first couple of years.
Well, he's splitting time. He's got
a joke.
Another quarterback and just it's been a hell of a story, man. I give him a lot of credit. I give him a lot. I'm not one that goes, well, he's just – no, man, he did he did a lot of work. He put in a lot of work. No matter how much you dislike to, you got to give him credit. He put in a lot of work with those guys, his receivers, and he got a good system. But again, yeah, probably a lot of guys like to play for Mike McDaniel because his system is damn good.
The system thing comes. We got a lot of that this morning. Do you think Trevor Lawrence is significantly better than Tua?
No.
They're relatively equal, right? And people go, oh, you know, he can win games with his legs and this and that. It's like,
I don't know how much. I just hope,
if you're Tua,
hope people watched a lot of Jacksonville before they and they're going to open the season.
I don't think he's very good, but
yeah, 20 and
Trevor Lawrence.
So I've had people go, no, Trevor's better. It was he didn't have weapons last year. Well, you got to make, you know, sometimes.
Well, that's not entirely true.
You're not going to have all your weapons healthy. No, they lost some guys.
Yeah, but they had the little sneaky Calvin Ridley thing after the gambling deal, right?
Yeah. You look at the work.
You can't hold it against Tua. He's got Tyreek Hill.
You can't do that against any of the guys. And
you can hold it against Dak that he's got CeeDee Lamb?
By the way, throw out Mahomes.
I'm not using Mahomes. Dak is a fair comp, right? Talk about a guy who can't win a big game. But he's got CeeDee Lamb out there. That offense was really good because of CeeDee Lamb last year, who they can't figure out how to get him on the field.
Oh, no, Jerry's going to have to.
They have to pony up to pay that guy because they're going to stink without him.
And by the way, Jerry is notorious for that. Now, I know that deal's going to get done. I don't know a lot. Jerry will have him out before the end of this camp.
I like what he did, though. He put out a video of him practicing. And it was like, he's a few pounds heavier, he's this, he's stronger, he's faster. And they show him catching. A little hype video. We don't know how good he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think anybody really needs
Jamar to. Chase is in this category too, isn't he?
By the way, I'm going to take Jamar Chase every day over CeeDee Lamb. Every day of the week.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Jamar Chase.
I don't know, man. CeeDee Lamb was really, really good last year.
He put up big numbers last year.
He was really good. I don't know. You'd take either one, right? One's like dramatically better than the other.
Someone said
he would trade Tua for Trevor straight up.
Are we going to see it? Trevor did have the 1 year. I guess he was a little bit better, but last year, 21-14.
I just think people need to put themselves in Tua's shoes for just a second here and try to think what he's thinking. And he sees all these other guys getting paid. He must believe they're his equals, even though Tua's numbers are better. Right? So he's got to think to himself, boy, if that guy can get that kind of money, shouldn't I? And that's only fair.
He looks
kind of how it works.
There is definitely some things if you want to use against Tua. I don't know where everybody ranks him. Have you ever seen all the ranking systems on Tua?
Oh, they're all over the place.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, guys have top five. Some guys have him, you know, 20 or something. He's all over the place.
He's gotten a lot better, folks.
He was in the MVP talk last year?
Remember, like, people say, oh, he can't throw a deep. Listen, he threw a deep pass as well as anybody this year. And by the way, the other thing, a deep pass is not 65 yards down the field. There's very few guys can make those throws. Very few. But we're talking about 35 to 40-yard throws from the line of scrimmage. He got the ball out in front. Last year, you want to talk about his biggest improvement? Guys waited for the football the year before, right? Had to make. Last year, there was a lot of catching the ball in stride or had to run under it. Tyreek Hill just.
Look, we can sit here and debate all day long how good Tua is and how bad he's been in the big games and the cold weather, all that other nonsense. But to me, this has, from the beginning, has boiled down to one thing. It says the guy that handles the contracts and signs the players, that's Chris Greer, he's the GM, right? Does he believe that Tua is the future of this team and the franchise quarterback?
I think he does.
You can't be half in, though. As a GM with a quarterback, you can't be half in. You can't be, well, we think he's good, but, you know, he's not that good. So this is what we're willing to pay him. It doesn't work that way. You either believe he's the guy or you don't. And if you don't think he's the guy, let him play out this year and cut him loose.
You think Chris thinks he's not the guy? I'm going to answer for you, no.
Well, Joe, his actions are, you know, speaking louder than his words right now, or inactions, I guess. But that's, to me, what it boils down to. We can sit here, all
Chris,
of us,
Chris
and we can debate all day long whether we think Tua is the guy, he's not the guy, all that, all this nonsense, right? We all have our opinions. But there's one guy whose opinion matters. It's the guy who's going to sign the contract.
Chris.
Hand him the contract.
Chris drafted him. If there's one guy that's going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Why isn't it done then? Why are we doing this? Why is he standing on the sideline with a hoodie when he needs to be out there practicing?
Has to do it. So you just give him whatever he wants?
I don't give him whatever he wants, but Joe, let's assume he's asking for what these similar to what these other guys have gotten, yes? I mean, what are you, come out, he's asking for 75 a year or something?
No, I'm not saying that.
So let's assume.
Stop making stuff up.
But let's assume he's asking for market value because that's what he said. Market is the market. How can you not pay the guy market value if you're in on him, if you believe he's the franchise quarterback? If you don't believe it, then just let him play out this year and just be done. And find someone else. But you don't sign a guy because you think he's okay or you think he's, you know, a stopgap, good enough.
I don't think they think that, but I do think they're trying to get a little bit of a guaranteed money bargain.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't work that way.
I'm thinking maybe a little worried still about the concussion, which he didn't have last year. Had the bad problem the year before.
That's exactly what I'm saying to you. If you have these worries, you have these issues, you don't think he's the guy, then don't give him the contract. Stop the negotiations now and let him play it out. Just stop.
I would like to know, and this is going to be one of those things I'm afraid we're never going to know unless somebody gets fired in that group and has decided they're going to come clean on the whole thing and who's really to blame for this deal. I would like to know, too. Get it? I would like to know, too. I would like to know, too. I wish.
That's how you're going to end the show, on that little joke?
Yeah, it wasn't very good. I was hoping it was going to be a little
not
bit
your
better.
Best work.
Hey, so we'll see everybody Monday. We'll be at...
that ought to be interesting.
Dolphins training camp Monday.
Deal done by Monday or no?
I don't know. Woody. Why do you... Are you going to do this every time?
Yes.
So you can go, now you're 0 for 2, now you're 0 for 3, now you're 0 for 4.
You could say no
pretty
deal.
Soon I'll be hitting like the Marlins.
Ooh. Shot at the Marlins. How do you do that? How do you manage to do that in the last 10 seconds of the show to take a shot at the poor Marlins? They're running the best promotions in town.
I got news for you. They are running great promotions, and they're going to be in the trade business here the next couple of days.
Well, the good news is no one will be watching, so.
That's not true, Woody.
I like to go to the games.
Woody,
I don't care who's playing,
Woody,
Joe.
You know what?
As long as the tickets stay cheap.
You're not allowed to tell me what everybody's doing. Nobody's watching. Don't do that.
Hey, enjoy the Olympics tonight, my friend.
All right. Have a good one. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you again Monday morning at Dolphins training camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.